WTAW News Time is 6:07. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. An arrest was made in a weekend armed robbery of a convenience store employee. 30-year-old Stantaris Perry of Bryan is accused of holding a pistol to the neck of the worker who was in the process of getting into his car after finishing his shift at the Fast Start store on West Highway 21 early Saturday morning. The employee told police Perry held a pistol to his neck and took the money in his wallet. As Perry drove away, the employee got the license plate of Perry's SUV. Police found him about 2 hours later at an apartment. Officers recovered most of the money and the handgun that's believed to have been used. Two of the four construction workers injured in Saturday's roof collapse at the new A&M Equine Center are out of the hospital. Bart Humphreys of the College Station Fire Department says the victims were near the top of the 35-foot tall roof at the time of the collapse.
They were on elevated devices tying together steel for the roof structure when something caused it to collapse, and four of them fell on top of the debris.
Humphreys says it looked like the roof of the 300-foot-long barn collapsed in a domino effect.
The debris kind of collapsed to the side, and since they were in elevated devices, lift trucks and things like that, they were up above most of the debris and actually fell on top of the collapsed structure.
Once the injured were rescued and the remainder of the building was stabilized, a secondary search was conducted. No other victims were found. A 35-year-old remains in critical condition at St. Joseph. The barn is part of the $35 million first phase of A&M's $80 million equine complex. For about 14,000 Brazos County property taxpayers, you have an extra day to make your second half payment. Tax assessor collector Christy Rowe says that's because the normal deadline of June 30th falls on a Sunday. While the deadline isn't until a week from today, now is the time to ask any questions.
We have a finite number of people here to answer the questions, so if you're calling and all the lines are busy in that department, you may not get your answer for a while, and if you're depending on getting that answer on the last day, it may not happen. So please, if you have questions and you're going to call, call earlier rather than later. Call early in the week. Find your stubs, find your information, and or go to the website and try and be prepared.
Payments can be made any time at the drop box outside the tax office in downtown Bryan, by mail as long as the postmark is July 1st or sooner, and online, which adds a convenience fee. The message boards are out along the freeway warning motorists about the start of a multi-million dollar upgrade. Starting tomorrow, southbound traffic will not be able to exit at Harvey Road and the southbound entrance ramp from Harvey to the freeway. Additionally, the southbound service road will be closed from University to Harvey. And in the freeway's construction zone, the speed limit will be 60. This will be taking place for the next 2 months as part of the nearly $10 million project that will continue through the end of next year. The City of West has filed a lawsuit against the owners of the fertilizer plant and chemical supplier. This comes 2.5 months after a fire triggered an explosion that flattened buildings and killed 15 people. City officials accuse Adair Grain of being negligent in how it stored ammonium nitrate and that CF Industries was liable for an inherently hazardous product. The lawsuit, filed in State District Court in Waco, seeks unspecified damages. Representatives of the plant and chemical company declined to comment. Texas lawmakers have passed new state house political maps, satisfying the original reason Governor Rick Perry called the legislature into special session. The Senate gave final approval yesterday following House passage on Friday. Representative Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station says there wasn't much debate on two of the three maps.
The Senate and the congressional maps went pretty easy. Obviously, we spent more time debating our own House maps.
Of course.
But the big stick there was up in Dallas area, and I think we resolved some of those issues.
Minority groups say that those maps don't reverse the discrimination, and their lawsuit is expected to continue. And hours of late-night abortion debate in the Texas House have delayed votes on transportation funding and new sentencing rules for 17-year-olds convicted of capital murder. Also, with the 30-day special session ending at midnight tomorrow, lawmakers may now have to scramble to advance those proposals. Democratic lawmakers used parliamentary technicalities and stall tactics to delay a vote on a major abortion bill until after 3 this morning. But the majority GOP eventually approved banning abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy and requiring that all procedures take place in a surgical center. The bill must clear a final House vote, then win Senate approval. Still, just getting it this far meant delaying work on other measures. WTAW News Time is 6:12. It's 74 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
For over 40 years, the Arts Council has established strong partnerships with Brazos Valley businesses. Here's Gaines West.
At West Webb, R. Breton and Gentry, we get nothing but positive feedback about our involvement as a business partner with the Arts Council. They know that it makes us not only a community player, but an important part of the overall growth of our area.
Join the Arts Council today as a business member to make the arts a visible and thriving economic driver in our community.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure is going to lead to lots of sunshine over the next several days and some very warm temperatures. Highs this afternoon should be right around 95 degrees. It'll be clear tonight. Lows are going to be near 75. We're sunny and we're breezy tomorrow. Afternoon highs right around 95. Clear breezy tomorrow night with a low of 75. Wednesday and Thursday, more sunshine and hot. Temperatures Wednesday and Thursday between 95 and 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. The Brazos Valley Bombers have already clinched a spot in the playoffs.
Whoa! Print the tickets.
We'll get you caught up with that. Also, Sam Humphries broke his own school record and is now going to the World Championships in Moscow, Russia. One win, one loss for Texas baseball, professional baseball teams, and strawberries and cream, anyone? Wimbledon starts today. All that and more with sports. We'll do it for you at 6:50.
Well, that, and then, of course, the big story, I think, Wednesday is when the pro basketball camps start up again. Because, you know, we need some more of that.
Absolutely.
We haven't had nearly enough.
Oh, and Luke Jokel did very well signing his contract.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay, that's not a surprise.
Number two pick in the draft
yeah.
at 13.8.
Cool.
That's not a bad day.
That's not a bad day. Yeah, that's a pretty good situation. In Ohio, a fire destroyed the Dundee Volunteer Fire Department Saturday night.
Get out.
Yeah,
while
an investigation is ongoing, the fire chief said, the truck is plugged into a wall outlet to charge equipment like flashlights and cameras on the vehicle, and he thinks something malfunctioned inside the truck to cause the fire. So their fire truck? So basically, a fire station may have, the fire engine may, in fact, have been the cause for the firehouse to burn down. And again, we've heard of firehouses burning down before, but I don't know that we've ever heard that it was the fire
truck
engine that really did that. But okay.
So no matter what, your Monday's already better than that.
I think so, yes.
We got a lot of info.
Information.
Yeah, they're going to have to bring the fire inspector in to go to the firehouse.
His old office.
Yeah, to look at the fire engine. See if that's it. Wow. But again, now you understand why they got it at such a good price.
Sure.
Yeah, that's the problem.
The Hispanic Forum of Bryan College Station proudly presents their 15th Annual Scholarship Gala, Saturday, July 13th at the Brazos Center in Bryan, featuring Jay Perez. Jay Perez. Jay Perez, with special guests Ruben Ramos and the Mexican Revolution. Tickets for this event are on sale at Manuel and Teresa's School of Hair Design, Casa Rodriguez, VIP Bridal, Rodriguez and Jean Bear Law Firm, Al's Formal Wear. I never met a girl like you. Jay Perez, with special guests Ruben Ramos and the Mexican Revolution. All proceeds benefit graduating seniors of Bryan College Station. Make plans to attend this year's scholarship gala, brought to you by the Hispanic Forum of Bryan College Station, Saturday, July 13th at the Brazos Center.
617, News Talk 1620, WTAW, day 175, meaning we got 190 of them to go. It's praline day.
Hey, now somebody can celebrate.
Not bad at all. I would think not. And also, it's watermelon seed spitting day.
And get behind that one, too.
Well, let somebody know if you're going to celebrate, though.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't just walk up and spit a seed in their
face. I
think
maybe right here in the hallway.
Might cause problems. All right, for birthdays.
Celebrating birthdays today, Lionel Messi, considered by some one of the best soccer players ever to play the game. 26
Probably.
Years old today.
How old?
26.
Wow.
Minka Kelly, 33. She was in Friday Night Lights as one of the cheerleaders.
Wow.
Mindy Kaling, she was Kelly Kapoor on The Office, and now she's got her own show, The Mindy Project.
Yeah.
She's 34 today. Preta Nimkova is 34. She was the supermodel that got swept away, or almost swept away, in the tsunami.
Oh, okay.
Sherry Stringfeld, 46, from ER. Daniel Spencer's 48. She was D, and What's Happening is 48 today.
Of course she was.
Ian Glynn is 52 from Game of Thrones, your favorite show.
You know it.
Kurt Smith, the lead singer for Tears for Fears, 52. Andy McCluskey from Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. It's an 80s tribute.
What? Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark?
Yeah, OMD. 54. I know who it is.
I know. Okay.
Nancy Allen, 63. Peter Weller, 66.
RoboCop dude.
Both of them from RoboCop.
Yeah.
Colin Brunston is 68 from The Zombies. Jeff Beck, 69.
Mm-hmm.
Mick Fleetwood, 71.
Oh, boy, a bunch of old rock and roll people.
Exactly. Michelle Lee from Knott's Landing, 71.
Yeah.
And Al Molinaro. Molinaro, sorry.
Yeah.
From Happy Days.
Big Al.
He was Big Al. 94 years old.
Wow. Man.
Man's living right.
I guess so. And he always thought he was kind of a chubby guy, you know?
Yeah.
He's carrying some extra weight. Man, 94. All right. He's got some Opie stories,
oh,
I guess.
I'm sure.
All right, 619.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so the Farm Bill was in the spotlight this past week. We got Senator Tom Coburn. He took the time to highlight more of the egregious ways that your tax dollars are being spent by your agriculture department. For example, West Virginia, their Fish Hawk Acres. They're going to get $45,000 in order to market their Bloody Mary mix. The Indian Soybean Alliance is expanding their soybean market with a $15,000 grant to study the feasibility of manufacturing fish food. A farmer in Virginia, he got $213,000 in order to expand his strawberry and fruit processing to include producing and marketing ice cream and favorite syrups and jellies. Yes, don't worry, it's only your tax dollars wasted by your government.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelley.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop it.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Did you ever try to dial a cell phone with gloves on? Ever had a job site without cell service? And what if you need to get a message to a whole crew at once? The only way to make this happen is with a two-way system from Skyline Communications. Skyline radios have expanded range, tough, durable handsets, and no data charges. Let Skyline show you the cost-effective way to stay in touch. Don't spend money on data or cracked glass on your phones. Call Charles Culver at Skyline Communications, 775-2-WAY. That's 775-2929. Serving business for 33 years.
Cautious optimism about the economy. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger.
There is still the potential for things to go wrong, but the Wall Street Journal says the recovery finally appears to be on a smoother path. Many economists now expect next year's rate of growth to be the strongest since 2005. They see the unemployment rate falling back below 7% for the first time since 2008. Good news if you've been going through Twinkie withdrawal since the dessert cakes disappeared from store shelves after Hostess brands went bankrupt. The bakery's new owners say Twinkies and other Hostess products will be back in stores by July 15th. The company's new slogan is "the sweetest comeback in the history of ever." Facebook has something new on the drawing board. The Wall Street Journal says the social network is working on a project with the working name Reader. The idea is to come up with a newspaper-like service tailored for mobile devices with content from Facebook viewers and publishers. Stock market futures are lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With a bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I could put my money to work.
Find out more at open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work as Hard as I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
Well, I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
I was speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One.
When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean, and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that. But you have some different guarantees here at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet, kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
In the real estate arena, you've heard it's all about location, location, location. With Cherry Ruffino and Coldwell Banker United, there's more to it than just location. There's experience. Cherry Ruffino has 36 years in real estate, assisting with real-life situations and solutions. There's energy. Cherry has a team of enthusiastic professionals that will walk with you every step of the way. There's confidence. Cherry Ruffino uses her creative and extensive resources to guide you from contract to close. CherryRuffino.com, award-winning realtor, friend for life.
625, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. I know you thought it was hot yesterday. Wait till Friday. Anyway, of course, when it gets to be a degree or two, does it make any difference? But here's the thing that you need to remember today is it's going to be hot, 96, 97, whatever. But also the winds are up, okay, gusting up to 25 miles an hour, and actually next couple of days will be up around 20 miles an hour. What that does is really dries out your plants. So if you're trying to save your lawn or your plants, you got to remember you're going to have to probably put some water on them here in the next couple of days. So do that. Anyhow, 90s, upper 90s, and 75 for a low. No mention of rain in the forecast or anywhere in the area. So right now the winds are out of the southeast at 8, 94% relative humidity, and 75.
Washington County Tractor New Holland have 0% financing for up to 72 months available for qualified buyers or great cash discounts. These offers include most New Holland tractors as well as hay equipment. There are also multiple rebates available that make this the time to buy. Our WC Tractor locations in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, and Sealy are fully stocked and ready to get you going. Stop by one of our WC Tractor locations to see for yourself. Check it out on the web at WCTractor.com.
Washington County Tractor. People and products you can trust.
It's pretty much impossible to learn something new if you believe you cannot learn it. And you have no reason to believe you cannot learn it. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
How would you like to try a sales-generating tool for your business that is so good at locating qualified leads it's been called best of the breed? If your business thrives on selling to other businesses, then get ready for a toll-free number and a free trial offer that could literally revolutionize your sales. Hoovers, a D&B company, has developed a powerful tool to connect you to qualified buyers for your product or service that is fast and easy. No more wasting time getting leads manually. No more pre-configured lists of names that don't fit your business. Hoover's advanced targeting technology helps you reach the market that will be most receptive to your product or service. For a limited time, Hoover's would like to offer their radio listeners 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial.
Just call 800-226-0017. That's a free trial and 50 free leads. Call now, 800-226-0017. 800-226-0017. Again, 800-226-0017.
How well you learn something new depends in large part on how well you think you're going to learn it.
So if you believe you have to be naturally talented at something in order to do it, you're not going to improve very quickly, if at all.
Josh Kaufman, author of the book, The First 20 Hours.
If you believe that your mind is a muscle, and the more you practice, the better you become at something, you tend to improve very, very quickly. And the research says that the latter interpretation is the true one. If you sit down and practice anything, you will be much better at it.
One reason we avoid learning new things is we talk ourselves out of it, believing,
I'm not sure where to start. This looks scary. I'm not sure if it's worth it. That's a big, big barrier. The second is, let's say you get to the point where you start to dabble around in it. Usually, in the first few hours, you're terrible. None of us like the feeling of feeling stupid. And so that's what I call the frustration barrier. It's being so frustrated about your inability to do something that it's more comfortable to stop doing it and go watch TV or surf the internet.
The trick right then at that critical moment is to be persistent and not go off and watch TV.
Because if you can persist long enough, and the threshold that I recommend is about 20 hours of practice, you can go from knowing absolutely nothing to be very, very good at something in a very short period of time.
Tomorrow, do kids really learn things better than adults do? I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On the musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all four Broadway events with the four-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:30 at 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The roof of a large barn being built at the new A&M Equine Center collapsed, sending four construction workers to the hospital, three with critical injuries. Two of the three were released from St. Joseph yesterday. A 35-year-old remains hospitalized. College Station and Bryan firefighters responded to Saturday morning's call.
An approximately 300-foot-long barn structure that was under construction had collapsed, injuring four of the workers.
Bart Humphreys of the College Station Fire Department says the workers were near the top of the 35-foot-tall roof, tying together steel pieces when they fell and landed on top of the debris.
Since these patients were visible and we didn't have to do any what we call extrication, didn't have to lift any debris or shore up or secure anything, we quickly committed crews to get in, get the patients, and get out.
No other victims were found following a secondary search that was done after the remainder of the barn was secured. The location was on the $35 million first phase of A&M's $80 million equine complex. The victim of an armed robbery over the weekend in West Bryan was able to record the license plate of the getaway vehicle.
That led police to find the suspect 2 hours after the holdup. 30-year-old Stantoris Perry of Bryan is accused of the early Saturday morning holdup in the parking lot of the Fast Start convenience store on West Highway 21. An employee told police he had finished his shift and was walking to his car when Perry pulled out a handgun, pressed it to his neck, and demanded his wallet. The employee said Perry took his money and drove off. Police found the SUV Perry was driving outside an apartment complex and was arrested. The pistol believed to have been used and most of the money was recovered. Tomorrow begins a $10 million reconstruction of freeway on and off ramps that will take through the end of next year to complete. The first phase closes the Harvey Road exit to southbound traffic, along with the southbound exit ramp from Harvey to the freeway, and the service road from University to Harvey will be closed. These changes are in effect for the next 2 months, along with a construction speed zone of 60 miles an hour. If you're among the 14,000 Brazos County property tax owners who chose to split your annual payments, the second half is due a week from today. If you want to wait until the very last minute, tax assessor collector Christy Rose suggests using the drop box outside the tax office in downtown Bryan.
Quite honestly, what is dropped in the drop box on that deadline, we are not going to get to that day. So we're not going to process it or start working on it until the following day. So you're going to have a little more float there if that's what you're looking for. But we will get to it within that week, usually, and we'll process it. So you'll have a couple of extra days by taking that step.
The second half payment deadline is usually June 30th, but because that's a Sunday, property owners have until the next day. The original reason for this special session of the Texas legislature has been resolved. The Senate gave final passage to voting maps for their districts, as well as the state Senate and Congress. State Representative Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station says the boundaries of his district don't change.
They don't realize how blessed I am, and I'm glad nobody wants to take all my good people.
Minority groups continue to say the maps headed to the governor don't solve discrimination issues, meaning their lawsuit is expected to continue. With tomorrow as the last day of the special session, Cassell doesn't rule out a continuation.
I'm the eternal optimist, but I'll tell you what, I think we will get to reconvene before the next session for sure. I think we will have a second special.
With the voting maps out of the way, lawmakers are focusing on abortion, juvenile justice, and transportation. Speaking of the latter, the governor's plan to use part of the rainy day fund for highways is not going over very well with some.
The bill would siphon off half of the oil and gas tax money from the rainy day fund into the highway fund. Appropriations Chair Jim Pitt says he isn't so sure they have the votes to pass the constitutional amendment in the House or even in November with the voters.
Number one, this doesn't fix it. The voters will think it does fix it, like lottery. People thought lottery would fix public ed, and if we have to come back and do something else, it would hurt that.
Pitts believes this revenue source would only cover about a quarter of the need. It's expected to hit the full House for debate on Sunday. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
2.5 months after the West Fertilizer Plant explosion, the plant owner and chemical supplier have been sued by the city. Unspecified damages are sought against Adair Grain for being negligent in storing ammonium nitrate that came from CF Industries. 15 were killed and hundreds of buildings destroyed and damaged from the April 17th blast. There's been no comment from representatives of the chemical company and fertilizer plant. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 74 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley progress is everywhere. Planes, trains, and cars are constantly coming and going. Buildings are under construction. And each weekend, thousands of visitors gather for the events that flavor our community. But as we grow, trauma accidents and injuries are growing with us. Safety comes in the form of St. Joseph, now with the highest level trauma program in the region. We hope you never need us, but we're here if you do. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since the Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call the Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
He's caring, he's patient, he's understanding, and he goes above and beyond the call of duty. Thank you, Dr. Gale.
He's extremely attentive to both expectant mothers and patients with gynecological problems. His professionalism and dedication to the patient cannot be understated. Thanks, Dr. Gale.
I'm Dr. Justin Gale with College Station Advanced OBGYN. I'd like to thank our patients for their kind comments and for trusting us for advanced, high-quality health care for women. We are dedicated to making your medical experience personalized, pleasant, and memorable during every stage of your life. It's what we do.
It's the 13th anniversary of the Best of the Brazos, and it's time for you to vote for your favorites in over 100 categories. Last year, 14,000 voters cast over 300,000 votes, and you need to make sure your vote is in there too. Vote online, but only once, at bestofthebrazos.com. Or pick up a ready-to-mail ballot at Texas Rose Boutique, Texas Trading Post, The Sleep Station, Thrive Home Health, and Thunder Elite. It's the best that money can't buy, the 13th anniversary of the Best of the Brazos.
With the hot summer months ahead, it's never too soon to think about college and workforce classes in the fall. Glenn College was just named one of the top community colleges in Texas by schools.com. In fact, Glenn transfers more students to four-year universities than anywhere else in the state. Fall classes begin August 26th, so register now to get the classes you want locked in today. And check out our 8-week and technical workforce education classes, too. Find out more at glenn.edu/future. Glenn College. Prove it.
Ready or not, Texas, natural disasters are bound to strike. What's your plan?
If we're told to evacuate, my husband will get the kids and I'll get Grandpa, and then we'll leave together.
I've got my supplies stored in the trunk.
We'll go online for updates.
At TexasPrepares.org, making a plan is easy. Pick a place for your family to meet, pack essential supplies, and know how you'll stay up to date in an emergency. Visit TexasPrepares.org and make a plan today. This message sponsored by the Texas Department of State Health Services.
Right now and all year long, the official site for Aggie Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. The latest releases, video clips, interviews, player and coaches' profiles, results, statistics, schedules, it's all there. For ticket sales and information, go to this official site and click on tickets. AggieAthletics.com. Texas A&M Athletics also has two ticket phone numbers, locally in Bryan College Station, 845-2311. Out of town, the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Come join us for a game.
Brazos Valley weather forecast, got that for you. It's brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
High pressure across the area will be responsible for sunshine the next several days and warm, warm temperatures. We'll be up around 95 later this afternoon. Clear, warm tonight, 73 to 78. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warm again tomorrow with afternoon highs approaching 95. Clear tomorrow night, it'll be breezy, 73 to 78. Wednesday, more sunshine, high temperatures 95 to 100. It stays hot into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All starts with starting pitching.
And boy, the starting pitching has been good for the Bombers. We'll get you caught up with Bombers baseball. They've already clinched a spot in the playoffs. Texas team split with Houston not winning. I know that's a big surprise. Plus, a whole lot more. We'll do that for you in sports, and we'll do it for you here in about 12 minutes.
The Astros didn't win.
No, sir.
Aw, don't call them Lastros.
Why? They've been called that
for
decades.
We need to get the squirrels running faster.
Why? Oh, why? Is it too hot for you?
No, I'm on my way to federal jury duty, man. I'm barely hear y'all 20 miles from 610.
We'll talk louder.
Get on your iPad. I mean, get on your wireless. RadioAggieland.com. Take us with you digitally, okay? Do that. You can go, you know.
Having done federal jury duty, I'm sorry, sir.
I had to go down there. I didn't get chosen.
I did.
Yeah.
Four days later.
There you go. The last trace, but you got to stay at the Ritz-Carlton, right? Didn't they put you up there?
No.
Oh, Four Seasons?
No.
Okay.
The only saving grace was it was around the corner from a brew pub and pizzeria.
Oh,
there you are.
Were you in a roach motel?
No, it was okay.
Yeah, this is an okay hotel. They got your federal okay hotel.
That was the name, I think.
That's it. The last traces of harmony in this year's legislative session have faded away as Texas lawmakers now are advancing to what possibly what the strictest abortion regulations in the nation.
Yeah, I saw that.
Early this morning, less than 48 hours remaining in the special session, the House gave approval to that legislation, as Kat has reported to us. So anyway, we'll see how all that plays out today. Making them work till the last minute. And again, there may be a second maybe a second session. We'll see. Now, and then, it's so fun when you get up there to the state level and who wants to be what when they grow up. And, you know, Greg Abbott, I think, probably wants to grow up and be governor.
I think you're probably right.
There's a guy in there with pretty good, you know, known for his hair, we'll put it that way, who's already there and, you know, hasn't. He's kind of digging his tasseled loafer into the carpet going, I don't know what I'm going to do. But Greg Abbott, I don't think, is really waiting. He's already started mailing stuff out to solicit your support for the things he believes in. So that would mean that there would be a hole in the Attorney General's office. Enter now Barry Smitherman. What a great name. He's a railroad commissioner. So, of course, you should be the Attorney General. Barry is the chairman, and he's decided he's going to run for the Attorney General job. Of course, he tells us Greg Abbott's done a great job, but he knows that Greg may not want to be there. He may want to go on to something else. So just Texas politics, it's so fun. So now...
It can be.
Yeah, today apparently, we're going to have a vote in Washington on this this whole immigration bill. Now, is it going to pass? Is it not going to pass? Now, it depends on who you talk to. Yesterday, Lindsey Graham was on Fox News, and he said he is confident that the so-called Gang of Eight immigration bill can net the level of support he's been pushing for.
Affectionately known as Gramnesty.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Yes.
That's not mine. I think that's a Limbaugh.
That's well done. I like that.
Lindsey Gramnesty.
Yeah. He says, I think we're on the verge of getting 70 votes. We're very, very close to getting 70 votes. We've secured.
They haven't even
border.
Read it.
I know. And that's the deal. Now they're starting to read it, and they're starting to fall back. Now, that's South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham saying we're close to 70. Alabama GOP Senator Jeff Sessions says the current immigration bill will not pass the Senate. He said that on Face the Nation yesterday. So Mr. Graham may be whistling in the graveyard, as they say. As Sessions said, they said they had 70 votes last week, and then all of a sudden it started sinking when people learned more about what's in the bill.
Sounds remarkably similar to, Obamacare?
I thought you were supposed to pass it and then find out what was in it.
Yeah, of course. Now, here's what Lindsey Graham said. Lindsey Graham said, if it fails and we, meaning the Republicans, are blamed for its failure, we are in trouble as a party. We need to grow the party. So he's trying to scare Republicans into voting for it because if they don't, their party may be in trouble.
Well, I heard an interesting statistic on all that last night.
Yeah.
And if you look at the House races in local and state, if you look even on the national level, the Republican Party is taking a huge run at this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying the party doesn't need to change a little bit, but so far it's doing pretty darn well. It's just the way it's being publicized that we're taking it into the pants all the time, and we're not.
Yeah. Well, that's and we'll see exactly what happens. And you're right. The closer you get down to the people, probably the Republican stance resonates more. You get up there to D.C. where lobbyists run the show. But we'll see what happens as far as that whole thing. And again, the vote could come as early as today as to whether or not they'll get that done. So I don't even know who the Secretary of the Treasury is. Is that Geithner? I don't know.
No, he's...
Is he gone now? I don't know. Who's like, anyway.
He's retiring. I don't know that they've replaced tax cheat yet.
At the G8 summit, the British Chancellor of the Exchequer, which is kind of like their Secretary of the Treasury.
Oh, okay? It says the incumbent is Jacob Lew.
Oh, okay.
For the Secretary of the Treasury.
Thank you. Well, I don't even know who that... What's his name?
Jacob Lew.
Jacob Lew?
Former White House Chief of Staff.
Okay. So... Let's say the Prime Minister of Great Britain comes over, and the guy's name is Jacob Lew, and the Prime Minister keeps calling him Jerry Lew, okay? Jerry Lew. Well, that's basically what happened at the G8, our president, who's, of course, the smartest man in the world, kept referring to the British Chancellor of the Exchequer as George Osborne. His name is George Osborne. He called him Jeffrey Osborne, who, you know, is the guy who sang On the Wings of Love. Apparently, several times during the discussion, he called him Jeffrey Osborne instead of George.
Why can't he just call him Mr. Osborne?
Well, I don't know.
Face.
But, I mean, but he's the smartest guy in the room. So it seems to me that George Osborne needs to change his name to Jeffrey. You know what I'm saying?
One would think.
So you're standing there, and the president of this country keeps saying the wrong first name. But nonetheless, you know, he's the president.
Well, with Mr. President's power, I'm sure because now he's probably knighted that way.
Yeah, you're
so
probably
right.
So
he could be Sir whatever he wanted to.
Good point. Yeah, interesting, of course, the Snowden thing. He's off in, he's on his way to Cuba right now, and he's going to end up down in Ecuador.
Supposedly.
National Security Director General Keith Alexander said his agency has already started to make changes in the wake of that whole mess. Clearly, this system did not work as it should have. He betrayed the trust and confidence we had in him. This is an individual with top secret clearance whose duty was to administer these networks. Quote, we are now putting actions in place that will give us the ability to track our system administrators.
Oh, so now we're going to spy on the spies.
Exactly. Gosh, let me see. Trusting and confidence. That's when I think of Washington, D.C. and everybody who's up there, trust and confidence comes to mind, right?
You are such a liar.
I mean,
you're such a liar.
As soon as you think about that, he works for the federal government, she, then we must trust them and have confidence in them.
No.
Right, I know. And they are. They're gonna make this guy, and they're going to string him up. And we'll talk about it next half hour, next hour, maybe before the show's over. But depending on the age of the person looking at this whole idea of your information being captured, it changes radically as to whether or not you think it's okay for that to get done.
Without question.
And that's a little bothersome to me. All right, 6:48.
Green Teams welcomes Capture Technology at Crescent Point to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Capture Technology at Crescent Point uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
It's good once in a while to focus on the questions that are most commonly falling from gardeners' lips. As we turn from the cool, moist days of the last few months into the hot days that are here now, the list of inquiries takes a big turn. Suddenly, our plants are facing huge challenges. I have some of the most common right after this message. Feed your trees and prevent insect damage with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its dual-action formula delivers 12 months of systemic insect protection even against caterpillars, and it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray concentrate formula, and your tree is protected and fed. It's easy to use. Mix it in water. Pour it from a bucket or a sprinkling can over the tree or shrub root system. All sizes include built-in measuring cups. The insecticide dissolves in water and moves up through the tree or shrub, providing 12 months of protection, including the new growth. It provides protection for trees and shrubs, including some fruit and nut trees and potted plants. Check the label for a complete listing. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. BAYER. BayerAdvanced.com. Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Okay, so we're talking about the most common questions of early summertime. Why are azaleas, boxwoods, Boston ivy, sycamores, and pyracanthus, among other plants, losing their leaf color? They're turning tan. Lantanas will do the same thing. That's damage caused by lace bugs. You probably won't see the insects themselves, but you'll see the tiny tan speckles in the green of the leaves on the top surfaces, and even more easily, you'll see the small black waxy globs on the backs of the leaves. Control lace bugs with any general purpose insecticide. You won't turn the tan leaves back to green, but you'll stop further damage. These are sucking insects. You may see them occasionally. They'll be a little bigger than a pinhead, and they'll have cellophane-like wings. Why are the bottom leaves of my tomato plants turning yellow? Well, a lot of people think that it's a disease called early blight, and I guess that could be a possibility, but this year has been horrific for spider mites across Texas. They will cause the lower leaves to flush tan color, manila folder color, from the bottom upward. Then they turn brown and crisp, and you may find webbing on the stems where the leaves attach to the stems. If you're seeing that, that's spider mites, and a general purpose insecticide might help. But if half of the plant or more is engulfed with it, probably it's too late to turn it around. Why is my St. Augustine dying in patches? Well, that's the question that I'm asked everywhere I go, and a lot of times it's excessive shade. Sometimes it can be take-all root rot if it's in April and May, but we kind of got through take-all root rot without much of a problem this year. It may be gray leaf spot. That one is common. It shows as diamond-shaped gray lesions on the midribs of the leaf blades. You want to cease nitrogen fertilizer between now and early fall and use a registered turf fungicide to stop the current onslaught. You also may be seeing chinch bugs showing up in the hottest, sunniest parts of your St. Augustine turf. The grass appears dry, but watering doesn't bring it around. The small black insects with white diamonds on their wings will be evidence of the pest. You need to use one of the general purpose insecticides for turf. That would be something like Merit. Why do red tips look so sickly? It starts with maroon spots, and soon the plants are yellow and then brown and dead. Well, that's Entomosporium fungal leaf spot, and my frank answer on that is replace the plants with some other species. There is no fungicide that works well on that one. I'm Neil Sperry, the prudent use of pesticides in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks so much for listening, and happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. The Brazos Valley Bombers expanded their first-place lead in the Texas Collegiate League with a sweep over Victoria. Last night's 7-1 victory was boosted by a pair of home runs, a three-run shot by Alex Mercado in the first, followed by a two-run dinger from Graham McIntyre. Here's head coach Kurt Dixon praising the pitchers.
All starts with starting pitching. Mike Walker came out, keeping them off balance, attacking the zone, not walking guys. And then, able to run into a couple balls, make it up to 6-1, making the plays. We kicked a few there, had some bad hops, but kicked a few there in the seventh. But great demeanor by Kurt Giller out there on the mound to fight through it, get those two big strikeouts, and, keep rolling with it.
Walker and Giller were two of four pitchers who held the Generals to just one unearned run on only three hits. The Bombers resume their home stand tomorrow night, hosting the East Texas Pump Jacks. All-American first-round draft pick Luke Jokel signed a five-year deal with Jacksonville. The number two pick overall in the draft inked an almost $14 million deal, and the cap within the structure is pulling him in around $4 million in his first season. Texas A&M senior Sam Humphrey broke his own school record in the javelin and placed second at the U.S. Track and Field Championships to earn a trip to the World Championships held this August in Moscow, Russia. Humphrey threw a career-best 272.9, a little over 3 feet better than his old record. Dion Lindor won the national title in the 400 meter at the Trinidad and Tobago National Championships, also competing in the Trinidad and Tobago Games, Wayne Davis II, who placed second in the 110 hurdles. They're both headed to Russia as well.
Swing and a drive out into left field. Holiday coming on, and it falls in front of him for the base hit. Martin rounds third. He scores. Profar stops at second. RBI single Ian Kinsler, and the Rangers lead 2-1.
Kinsler singled home the tie-breaking run in the seventh inning to lift the Rangers to a 2-1 win over the St. Louis Cardinals, and it looked more like a football score than something you would see in a baseball game.
Deep fly ball right center field. This ball's got a chance. Gone. Ryan Sweeney with a three-run homer. Cubs lead 11.
7-4.
With that home run, it was six runs driven in, six RBIs for Ryan Sweeney, and the Chicago Cubbies routed the Stros 14-6. And yes, strawberries and cream, anyone? Wimbledon begins its two-week run today, day one of the Grass Court Grand Slam Tennis Tournament. Here's the 2012 Grass Court champ, Roger Federer.
It was never supposed to be easy winning Grand Slams, and I'm ready for the challenge. I like tough draws. I don't shy away from them. There's anyway no control over it. All you can control as a tennis player is who you play and who you face. And that's up to the draw to decide.
Federer is going for number 8, and he'll start it against Romania's Victor Hensku in the first match of this year at Center Court. The Chicago Blackhawks captain Jonathan Toews didn't play in the third period of Game 5 at the Stanley Cup Finals on Saturday night in Chicago, leaving his status in question for Game 6 in Boston tonight. As it stands, the Hawks are hopeful the captain will be ready to go. Quote, Johnny is doing much better today. That's according to head coach for the Chicago Blackhawks, Joel Quenneville. He's progressed, and we're optimistic that he might be playing Monday night. Now, the Boston Bruins face a must-win Game 6 tonight, trailing the Blackhawks 3-2 in the Stanley Cup Finals. 15 of the last 22 teams that won Game 5 of a tied series went on to win the Stanley Cup. Ben Berger of CBSSports.com reports the Clippers and Celtics have reached an agreement to release Doc Rivers from his contract with the Celts and allow him to move across to Los Angeles in exchange for a 2015 first-round pick. The Clippers also agreed to pick up a 3-year, $21 million contract that he has remaining with the Celtics. In NASCAR action, Martin Truex snapped a 218-race winless streak yesterday with a victory at Sonoma Raceway in California.
Just so glad this thing's out of the way because we've been so close, and I feel like now that we got this one out of the way, we can do it a whole bunch more.
Truex pulled away in the final restart and built a lead of more than 6 seconds over Juan Pablo Montoya, who was running in second at the time. Jeff Gordon finished in second place, and Carl Edwards rounded out the top three. And finally, journeyman Ken Duke made a 2.5-foot birdie putt on the second playoff hole Sunday to beat Chris Stroud in the Travelers Championship and earn his first PGA Tour victory. Stroud chipped in from 51 feet on the 18th hole to force a playoff, but couldn't pull through in the end. That's the sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
In your average work week, you go to the grocery store, you get gas in your vehicle, and you go to the cleaners. Let's talk about your cleaners for a moment. Does your cleaners notify you via email or text when your order is ready? Do they have tagless garment identification so you don't have to rip off those stapled paper tags? And do they offer same-day laundry and dry cleaning services? My Cleaners does it all. They are Aggie-owned and operated, award-winning Pride Cleaners of Bryan and College Station. They take pride in how I look. Won't you give them a try? Find them on Facebook, celebrating 18 years of taking pride in you and our community.
The BMW 3 Series is the only car to win Car and Driver's 10 Best 22 years in a row. As in, the 3 Series isn't one of a few to do this. It's one of one to do this. No other vehicle has ever done it in the history of Car and Driver. Not Audi, not Mercedes, never. Ever, 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 ever. Come see why for yourself. The BMW 3 Series. We only make one thing. The ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Weather brought to you by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or call them at